May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Good morning. This is my Bible Sunday sermon, and I hope you heard the reading from Nehemiah about the lost book just now. First, though, a little poem I seem to have known forever. King David and King Solomon led merry, merry lives with many, many lady friends and many, many wives. But when old age crept over them with many, many qualms, King Solomon wrote the Proverbs and King David wrote the Psalms. Well, that little rhyme is not a million miles from being true, but would you know where to find the Psalms of David or the Proverbs of Solomon? Would you even be able to hazard how many of the Psalms were written by David, or how much of the book of Proverbs is original Solomon? Come to that. Do you know where your Bible is? How long is it since you opened your Bible in earnest? I am told that in my family 4 generations ago, one of my forebears went to church every Sunday, proudly carrying a big black Bible. The only problem was it gained him no credit amongst his own family, since everyone knew he was illiterate. His Bible was under his arm just for show. Nowadays, we still see some Bibles that are just for show. W.H. Smith will sell you a wedding Bible or a christening Bible. The point of them is that they are white with gold lettering and look good in the photos. So, where is your Bible? In our lesson from the book of Nehemiah, the 2 religious leaders of the community bring before the people a lost book. The people have been through a difficult time, and admittedly, there had been experiments at keeping the faith going during their time as refugees and exiles. Experiments that would eventually lead to the foundation of synagogues and parish churches. But now that they were back home, their interest was in DIY, in business, in building their own homes and rebuilding their personal prosperity. They had forgotten the community of faith because there was so much to be done. And they had certainly forgotten the lost book. Now, just as surely as the book got lost back in the time of Nehemiah and Ezra, so it has often got lost today. Maybe some people like to leave it to the priest. Your parish priest is supposed to read 4 chunks of scripture each day in order. This is to keep her preaching, her prayers and her lifestyle within the bounds of the Christian faith. But Nehemiah and Ezra did not think it was just for priests. And neither did the founders of the Anglican Church. They did order the priests to read 4 chunks of scripture during morning and evening prayer each day, but they called the book they put it in the Book of Common Prayer for all of us. People today have lost that book, and we all need to rediscover it as the people of the time of Nehemiah and Ezra rediscovered it. They only had a part of the story to read, of course, back then. They didn't realise that they themselves would eventually be recorded in the holy pages of Scripture. And we have the whole epic. And in our own way, we too can enter into it and be part of its history. It's never a bad thing, never a bad thing to find the Bible again, and to read it as if we were reading it for the first time, to discover afresh what it means to believe in God, to discover again what is the meaning of the revelation of God's glory. So, some find it again by taking down an old copy from a dusty shelf. I did that as a teenager. I found the family Bible, which is just beside me here on these shelves. I read the entries written there by my grandparents and my parents. I looked at the engravings, and read aloud from the pages of Scripture, and I was enchanted. I found the Bible again when I was doing my GCE exams, when the vicar of St. John's Red Hill published the New Testament for his youth club. It became the best-selling J.B. Phillips version. I found the Bible again when the New English Bible New Testament was first published. Before that, I had never read a gospel all the way through in one sitting, but now I wanted to. I found the Bible again when I was at college and disturbingly had to study its contents deeply, discovering how much God trusted his message into the minds and hands of unreliable humans and unreliable scribes. And still the message got through. I found the Bible again recently. I found it on the internet this time, and once again discovered its power to interest, to excite, and to inspire me. And now I'm an old man, and I'm reading my Bible and finding it yet again. I'm reading the Gospels in German, courtesy of Martin Luther, and I'm also reading them in their original Greek, thanks to Professor Truman and Dr. Hewlin at college many years ago, whose patience with their then young students knew no bounds. Whole layers of meaning are there to be discovered by those who look. I spend a good deal of my effort encouraging people to be aware of God working in their lives. God speaks to us in so many ways, in the world of nature and in human lives. There are pointers everywhere to God working in the world. One of the most explicit and unambiguous pointers is the Bible. It is a developing story that reveals God's nature more and more clearly as it develops in time. It is God's message filtering through human minds, so it will take intelligence to study it. Today, Bible Sunday, is the day for me to remind you, as Nehemiah and Ezra reminded people around 2,500 years ago, to come back to the Bible, to read it and study it. Let it speak to you. My Bible studies are online for you to help you understand if you want to use them and to encourage you to find out more. We do need to foster a study of God's message amongst us, and Bible study is one of the most valuable tools we have to draw near to that message and to make it better.